Today we're building a blue old school DNB riser for deep jungle atmosphere in Ableton Live 12, and the big idea here is simple. This is not just noise going up in jungle and darker drum and bass. A riser is a tension device. It should glue sections together, hint at the drop, and feel like part of the record, not like some shiny effect pasted on top. So think less festival sweep, more fog rolling through a basement rave. We want something gritty, organic, slightly haunted, and rhythmically connected to the groove. Let's start by setting up a dedicated riser track or FX group. I like calling it something like Riser FX or Transition FX, because that keeps the workflow fast and repeatable. In a DNB project, especially around 170 to 174 BPM, transitions happen quickly, so having one lane for these movements is super useful. It also makes it easier to mute, extend, or swap the riser without messing with your drums and bass. Inside that group, a solid starting chain would be an audio effect rack, EQ8, auto filter, saturator, and utility. That gives us shaping, motion, grit, and control all in one place. Now for the source. In old school jungle, a great riser usually comes from a break, a dusty texture, or a resampled sound rather than a pure synth sweep. That's one of the secrets to making it feel authentic. Drag in a short break fragment, some vinyl noise, field recording, tape hiss, or even a reversed cymbal tail. If you want more control, drop it into simpler. In simpler, turn warp on if needed, and choose one shot or classic depending on the material. Then filter it aggressively so it's more about texture than obvious drums. You want enough detail to feel alive, but not so much transient that it starts fighting the main beat. A good starting point is to set the filter cutoff somewhere around 250 to 600 Hz and automate it upward over the rise. A little resonance, maybe around 10 to 25%, can add that nasal, slightly old-school quality. Keep the attack just fast enough to avoid clicks, and use a release that lets it bloom naturally. If you can hear personality in the break fragment, that's a win. In jungle, grit is a feature, not a flaw. Next, add a tonal layer. This gives the riser a sense of pitch and emotional pull. You can use drift, wavetable, or operator. For this style, I'd keep it understated. We're not making a bright EDM lift. We want something moody, like a fobby harmonic bed sitting behind the texture. With drift, try a saw or pulse-based tone. Keep the detune minimal and filter it down so it doesn't dominate. With wavetable, a simple saw wave works great, and you can use the filter envelope to slowly open over the bar or bars. Start the cutoff low, maybe around 300 Hz, and let it climb toward 3 to 5 kHz depending on how long the rise is. If the riser is leading into a drop, hint at the root note of the next section. That tiny bit of harmonic continuity makes the whole thing feel glued to the tune. Now we shape the motion. Put auto filter on the riser group and start automating the cutoff. This is where the movement starts to feel intentional. A low pass 24 dB filter is smooth and controlled, but if you want more old school character, a band pass can sound really nice too. You can also add a touch of drive if the riser needs more edge. A simple automation shape works really well here. In the first bar, keep the cutoff low, around 200 to 400 Hz. By the second bar, open it toward 800 Hz to 1.5 kHz. In the third bar, push it up to 3 to 5 kHz. Then at the peak, either open it nearly fully or let it hit a final bright moment before cutting it off on the drop. Here's a teacher tip. Don't make the automation perfectly linear if you can help it. A slightly human curve, like a slower start and a faster finish, often feels more natural and more urgent. In dark jungle, that subtle irregularity can make the transition feel alive instead of robotic. If you want extra movement, you can map an envelope follower very subtly to the filter cutoff or volume. That way, the transients from the break can nudge the filter open a little, giving you a breathing, organic rise. That's a lovely detail, because it makes the riser feel like it's reacting to the groove instead of sitting above it. Now let's glue the layers together. This is where the title of the lesson really comes to life. Add saturator and keep the drive modest, maybe 1 to 4 dB. You're not trying to smash it, just give the whole thing a denser, more unified tone. If you need more intensity, soft clip can help. After that, add glue compressor with a gentle setting, something like a 2:1 or 4:1 ratio, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release on auto or somewhere around 100 to 300 milliseconds, and only aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. That little bit of compression is important, because it makes the riser feel like one sound instead of a stack of separate parts. Then use EQ8 to clean up the low end. High pass the riser somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, so it stays out of the sub-zone. That's really important in DNB, because the sub and kick relationship is sacred. If the riser starts crowding that space, the drop won't hit as hard. If there's any harshness around 2 to 4 kHz, pull that down a bit. And if you need a touch of air, add a gentle shelf up top, but don't make it brittle. We want dark and atmospheric, not icy and thin. Now for width. Deep atmosphere loves stereo movement, but dark drum and bass still needs mono discipline. Use utility after the EQ and widen only the upper content. A width of around 110 to 140% can work well on the top layer, but keep anything below about 200 Hz effectively mono. If you're using multiple layers, it helps to think of them like this. Low mid texture stays centered, the tonal layer gets moderate width, and the high air can be the widest part. Always check it in mono. If the riser disappears or collapses too much, reduce the width or narrow the lower band. In club music, especially jungle, translation matters more than stereo drama. Now place the riser in a real arrangement. That's where it earns its keep. Old school DNB often works in 8, 16, or 32 bar phrases, so line the riser up with that structure. For example, you might have 8 bars of groove, then bring the riser in quietly on the 9th bar. Let it open over the next couple of bars, peak right before the drop, and then cut hard into the next section. That clean start and decisive end are what make it useful as a DJ tool. A riser like this should help a DJ mix from one phrase to the next, or support a switch-up, breakdown, or re-entry of the bass line. It's not just about sound design, it's about arrangement utility. If you want to make it feel even more like old-school jungle, bounce the riser to audio and resample it. Then reverse a half bar or one bar section, fade it in, and maybe pitch it up a couple of semitones if it needs a little extra lift. You can also experiment with warp modes. Complex is smoother, beats can keep the break-derived texture punchy, and repitch can give you a rower, more tape-like vibe. That resampled reverse layer is a great finishing move because it makes the riser feel like it came from inside the track. That's the magic in darker jungle. The transition shouldn't feel imported. It should feel unearthed. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't make the riser too bright, because it will fight the hats, cymbals, and the top of the drop. Don't let it steal subspace. Don't over-automate every parameter, because too many moving parts can make the transition messy. And don't ignore phrasing. A riser feels much stronger when it lands on a real musical boundary, not just whenever you happen to need movement. Here are a couple of pro moves if you want to push it further. Try layering a chopped Amen Ghost hit very low under the riser for rhythmic identity. Try subtle distortion before the compressor for a dirtier, heavier tone. And if you're using reverb, automate the size a little instead of just the amount. Then cut it right before the drop, so the hit stays dry and powerful. One last thing. Always judge the riser against the drop, not in isolation. A riser can sound huge solo and still fail if it masks the first downbeat. Sometimes the best move is not making it louder, but making the space before the drop a little emptier. Silence is a weapon in jungle. So to recap, build your riser from jungle-relevant sources like breaks, atmospheres, or resampled bass noise. Use stock Live 12 devices like Simpler, Drift or Waveedable, Auto Filter, Saturator, EQ8, Glue Compressor, and Utility. Keep the low end out. Automate the filter and level with intention. Glue the layers together, and shape it around a real DNB phrase. The goal is depth, grit, and controlled energy. You want that feeling like the room opens up for a second, the air changes, and then the drums slam back in. If you build it right, your riser won't just lead into the drop. It'll make the drop feel bigger, darker, and way more alive.